And, you know, this is not something that you forgot the feeling of winning.
No, you never forget it, the way it feels to win, but you miss it. You miss the celebrating and the morale being high, but it's something that you don't forget it, and you always want it.
It seemed like you guys really took off in the second half when you opened the playbook up a little bit.
Well, I mean, the playbook was open. It was just took a little bit of time to adjust to some of the things they were doing, because the beginning of the game they were playing their tendencies. And then as we got going in the first half, then they kind of came out of that, and it just took us a little bit to make our adjustments.
Assess Tim's performance today. What did you think of him today?
I thought he was good. You know, there's a couple things I look for out of a young quarterback, which are the same things I look for out of
a
veteran,
thank you, Gary.
Which are, you know, keeping your poise, you know, having confidence, and giving players an opportunity to make plays on the ball, and that's what he did today. And he also stepped up and made plays with his feet on broken plays and on the schemed runs.
Brandon, this guy catches a lot of flack. He's got a lot of detractors for his throwing motion and this and that, but the bottom line is it's been a while since the Broncos have rallied in a game to win a game, especially down 17-0. So he has that element about him.
Well, it was a collective effort, and obviously there for the go-ahead touchdown, he made something out of nothing. And even the play before that, where he scrambled. So, I mean, he definitely brings a different dynamic to our offense, and it's exciting to see.
Seems like things changed in the second half when you guys threw the ball on first down. Throwing the ball on first down really opened things up.
Well, it took a little bit for us to understand what they were doing when they started changing and deviating from their tendencies. They were running what we were expecting to run in the first half, in the first quarter, I should say. And then they changed once we started getting going. And we made the correct adjustments, and Tim made plays with his feet.
Every week, Brandon, you seem to provide a circus catch. Today was the one down the sideline where you come over the top. Can you recreate that right now? I'm
just kidding. Yeah.
I mean, where's your mind on that? You just focused on that football, obviously, and you come up with those things. But when did you know you had a shot at that?
Probably when we set up and got in position to go up for the ball, but, you know, I have confidence that I can make the catch on pretty much every play, and I'm gonna do my best to do it.
Is the quarterback taught in that situation to jump ball, give you a shot at it?
I don't know what he's taught. You know, if he chooses to throw the ball to me, I want to be able to come down with the play and give him some confidence.
Brandon, thank you very much. Let's go back to the studio.
Brandon, of course, it's got to be complimentary on both sides of the ball. Down 14, I tell you what, the defense hadn't gotten a lot of stops in the first three quarters, but also buckling down for you guys to give you a chance.
Right. We all have to work together. Special teams, offense, defense, we all have to work together. And, you know, as an offense, we'd like to score more points early in the game, but like you said, the defense definitely stepped up and gave us an opportunity to be in that game, and we answered the call.
Brandon, was there a different feeling out there today with Tim at quarterback?
No, not at all. I think the you know, obviously there was a lot of excitement in the stadium, which, you know, we felt, at least I felt as a player. And it's nice to see the stadium filled up. That definitely helps us confidence-wise, and us being there at the end of the game in position to win, and keeping our fans in the seats. So, you know, all that helps, you know, especially when we get down to the end of the game and we need that crowd noise, and we need that electricity for our defense to step up and make those plays.